What up? So, I'm gonna get straight to the point. I'm gonna get straight to the question first and then to the point. Basically, a lot of people wonder, what happened to us when we die? Where do we go when we die? What do we see when we die? Where does our soul go to when we die, right? What else? Do we live on again? Are we reincarnated? Is there an afterlife? Is there, you know, heaven or hell? Well, I believe that there is an afterlife. We are reincarnated. There is a heaven and hell. And our soul does go somewhere. That's the truth. It definitely doesn't rot or disease in the body. And it doesn't go down. No, I don't smoke, man. Yeah. I do smoke. Anyways. Where do we go when we die? Well, this is my theory and this is what I believe. I believe that when we die, we go to the last place our mind was at. Does that make sense? Let me say this again. When we die, we go to the last place our mind was at. So let me give you an example. There's a lot of people out there in this world. You know, you may know some people, friends, family, close neighbors, close friends, whatnot. A lot of them, if you study their physical being, you study their body and their spirit, and things they do throughout their daily routine and throughout the daily life, you can understand and read the person, who they are. As crazy as can be, but you can read a spirit. You can read their vibe. That's why you say, he's giving me bad vibes. He's catching my vibes, right? He's, or she or he, whatever, whatnot. You know, like, oh, this guy is just bad vibes. Like, you can already tell. You can read it by certain things they do. Now, there's people out there with really bad vibes all the time. There's people out there with really good vibes all the time. Now, what's the difference? Well, the vibes are based off their wave through their energy, through their soul, through their spirit, right? It's what the spirit is and how to cleanse the spirit. We'll talk about it right now in a bit. But these people who are bad vibes and, you know, just very negative all the time, toxic, always, you know, doesn't eat right, doesn't drink any water right, you know, just very, like, doesn't take care of his or her body. So what that does is when the person is very toxic, it starts to affect the mind, it starts to affect their body, it starts to affect their spirit, and they become very negative. You know, they're vibe is just very negative towards you, and you can feel it. And it's not because that's who they are as a person, but it's because that's what they're that's how they're taking care of their body by not taking care of it right. So it's affecting that cycle of chain. Now, a lot of people who are, and I know this because I've seen it, a lot of people who are unhealthy, it messes with their mind. A lot of people who are, and I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people who I've seen that don't work out, don't eat right, you know, don't eat their fruits, vegetables, and eat a portion that they're supposed to, and don't cleanse their body with enough water and detox all the time and take their vitamins and minerals, they're the ones that are always negative. They're the ones that are always unhappy. Sorry guys, if you hear a lot of noise in the background, that's because I'm walking down the street, just wanted to get out the house. But those are the people who have a lot of stuff going on in their life, a lot of problems. Those are the people with, you know, things going on and their life is a mess and it's just out of control and, you know. So throughout the day, those people are living basically in hell in their mind because they're suffering. So break it down and get to that question is, when that person dies with hell already in their mind and suffering and bad vibes and negative and all that, you know, and shit, even, you know, they're consuming and watching the wrong things. Like, for example, I was talking to a few buddies yesterday, and they're like, oh, you should go watch that show Evil on Netflix. And I was like, what is it about? Like, it was like paranormal stuff and, you know, things that go on and scary stories and shit like that. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not watching on any of that. That's negative, you know? That's gonna scare my mind. Like, I'm not scared of it, but it's gonna freak my mind out. It's gonna put me in like a scary mode. And it's gonna, you know, it's gonna make me feel like I'm going through shit like that. So it's like, a lot of people, they watch stupid shit like that. Stupid things that scare them in life. So that also puts, that also gives them a great impact in a bad way. So what happens when they die? Well, they're unhealthy, they're negative. Their mind is basically bad as shit. It goes to hell, right? So when they die, the last place they're at is where they go. So if they die in a bad place, guess what? Their mind is gonna be in a bad place. So what's a bad place in the afterlife versus heaven or hell? Bad place is hell. Vice versa.